Father, we commit this morning's service into your hands. We pray that each one of us here, Lord, would live that reality that we have life in Christ because Jesus died, but Jesus rose again. And on this day, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. May that resurrection life come into every area of our lives, we pray, this day and in our lives. Thank you, Father. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to say, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Yes, I do. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. Lord, I lift your name on high.
On the top.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came. To earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name.
Father, we do indeed lift your name on high. We lift the name of Jesus Christ high this day on resurrection morning. Thank you, Father, that we can do that. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, a couple of songs for the kids this morning. Have a seat. Okay, this first song is called Thank You, Lord. You know, I've recorded two albums for kids, but I don't have any song that sort of speaks specifically about resurrection morning. So I thought this was about the closest that I've got, which is Thank You, Lord, for such a beautiful day. It reminds me of the love you gave to me. I want to reflect your love to the people that I meet. We go through the song about two or three times. You'll pick it up by the time we get to it. Now, kids, there are actions for the songs, but it's probably not enough time to teach the actions. So we'll just get the children to make up the actions as we go. And adults, if you want to make up some actions as well, that would be good. So just to encourage the kids, okay. Have you got a question? Or just pointing? Okay. Pointing to the cross of Jesus. Okay, so this is track 16 Green. That's the one. Here we go. Just a bit less track. Less track, so I want to hear the people sing. Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful day. It reminds me of the love you gave to me. I want to reflect your love to the people that I meet. Thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful day. It reminds me of the love you gave to me. I want to reflect your love to the people that I meet today. Every day is a gift from you, every day. You help me start anew, and I know that your love can make this day a very special day. So help me, Lord, to live this day for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful day. It reminds me of the love you gave to me. I want to reflect your love to the people that I meet.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful day. It reminds me of the love you gave to me. I want to reflect your love to the people that I meet today.
Every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift from you, every day. You help me start anew, and I know that your love can make this day a very special day. So help me, Lord, to live this day for you.
Okay, Peter, we just have a fade out of that song. Just fade that out, and
okay. I think we'll move straight on to the second song. I didn't see anybody singing that, so that's all right. So moving right along, let's move on to the second song, which is called God Loves Me. And this has probably stronger action. So there's greater hope of someone actually doing the actions for this song or making them up as we go. So this is a new song that you won't have heard unless you've heard this particular album that it's from, which is Kids Time 2. So this is okay. This is track 4. Here we go. Have a go at learning the song.
Jesus made the birds and the bees, and Jesus made the flowers and the trees. He made me, and this I know, God loves me. He loves me,
yes he does.
He loves me,
yes he does.
I'm so happy, this I know, God loves me. God told Noah to build a boat, sent Jonah the whale so he could float. He's my friend, and so you see, God loves me. He loves me,
yes he does.
He loves me,
yes he does.
I'm so happy, this I know, God loves me. But Jesus died on a wooden cross. Jesus died to save the lost. He died for the lambs and the little fleas. God loves me. He loves me,
yes he does.
He loves me,
yes he does.
I'm so happy, this I know, God loves me. Let's pray and sing together, be weeped and joined forever. Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Prince of Peace. Doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter if you're big or small, God loves you. Let's pray and sing together, be weeped and joined forever. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. It doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter if you're big or small, God loves you. God loves you, shooby-doo-wah. God loves you, shooby-doo-wah. Jesus told me to tell you so, God loves you. God God loves you, shoo-be-doo-wah. God loves you, shoo-be-doo-wah. Jesus told me to tell you so. God loves you. God loves you, shoo-be-doo-wah. God loves you, shoo-be-doo-wah. Jesus told me to tell you so. God loves you, shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-wah.
Yay!
Okay, that song was much more successful. More people actually sang it, which is great, and lots of people were attempting the actions, which is good too. So thank you for participating in that. I think the kids are going out now. So.
We're just going to do our, look at this, running in with a mic. That's exciting. New, yeah. New. just going to do notices and offering, and then after that, yeah, kids going out for their program. So cool. Hey, thanks for that, Jules. That was awesome. So guys, just briefly, a few notices. If we can get that PowerPoint up in regards to next week. So first of all, tonight there's no night church that normally takes place. There's no night church tonight. But next week we start a pretty exciting series called The Three Principles. So we're getting in the three principles from Kerry College, the three past principles. They're coming in consecutively over 3 weeks. And the first one is Charles Hewlett. Has anyone guys ever read this book called Hurting Hope? Did anyone check this out? It's got an amazing story. So pretty much, you know, over the last few weeks, really, we've been talking a lot about dealing with our stuff through Richard Blake. And some of us have had the opportunity of checking out this other guy called Kirk. Forgot his last name. Doctor. Some of the guys checked that out over the week as well, which is pretty exciting. But, man, he's got a really powerful story that these guys have dealt with some crazy stuff in their life and just and God's message of hope through that. So that is next Sunday. We're going to plug that again next Sunday morning, but it's going to be an awesome series. So just keep that in mind. Yeah, so that's it in regards to night church. This morning, just on a brief note, Liz, can you put your hand up? Hi, Liz. This is Liz. Last day today, she's officially retiring from the... from doing the projector stuff. But we just want to honor Liz this morning, man. She's been doing it. How many years have you been doing it for, Liz? 9. Solid. 12. It's going up. 15. 12 years. So, man, Liz, just thank you. I mean, for doing what you've done and given it in that way. You've given so many ways in this community. But for doing that, we just want to thank you for doing that role this morning. That's awesome. Yeah, let's clap it. Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. Now we'll just take some time to take the offering for this morning. So I'll just pray for that, and then that'll take place. So God, I thank you again we can be here this morning, and thank you that we can give also financially. And Lord, we just pray for what's given this morning, Lord, that you would really just use this money, Father, to further your kingdom, and you would guide us in a as a community to how that money is best spent. In your name we pray. Amen. Cool, so if the people doing that, we'll have to head into that. Okay, awesome. Hey, before the kids go out, I've just done one other thing. How about it'd be really cool to take some time now, just to pray for
our extended family this morning. There's lots of us away on holiday, and also there's a large group of us at eCamp, which is our intermediate ministries camp. There's some families and some kids away there, and also Easter camp for our teenagers there. So how about we just spend a little bit of time praying for those guys, eh? So God, again, we just we thank Father of our family who are not with us this morning, but also especially we pray for our kids and our leaders at eCamp and Easter camp. Father, for many of us in this room, Easter camps have played such a significant part in our spiritual journey, Lord. And Father, we just pray for those of our family who are there now, Lord. Father, your spirit would just be moving powerfully in them. In your name we pray, amen. Cool. And now it's time for the kids to head out. So we have first lookers going like normal for our 2 to 4-year-olds in the kiddiewinks over there. And for our primary school intermediate, we've got a problem, something going on there in the supple. So if they want to head out, that'd be awesome. And I'll hand this back over to...
Okay, a couple of worship songs this morning. The first is Thank You for the Cross, which I think is one of the one of the better Hillsong songs. It's a wonderful song by Darlene Check, and then followed by a song, Above All Powers, Above All Thrones. So I'll just invite you to participate in this short time of worship before the message. So let's stand and sing Thank You for the Cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail of his hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns, you reign victorious. Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns, you reign victorious. High and lifted on, Son of God. we just come and worship to the foot of your cross this morning. We worship you, Lord, for going to the cross for us. We thank you for the great sacrifice that was made by your Father and you, Lord, by this great act of sacrifice on our behalf for the sin of the world, for our sin, Lord. We bless you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's just have a moment of silence as we consider the cross of Jesus Christ, as we thank him for the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. You paid, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're free from sin, Lord, because of the cross of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we're free from pain and worry through the cross of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that our old life has died through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, Father. Maybe if one or two would like to pray their prayer of thanks out loud this morning, just one or two from across the congregation, pray a prayer of thanks for the cross of Jesus on resurrection morning. Two others, thank you. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord. And one more. Nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all behind. needed. Well, the message this morning is based around four readings and four songs that I've written over a long period of time. Now, this first one is called Bought with a Price. So the first scripture for you this morning, I haven't got a title for this message. I'm not a preacher, so I don't have bullet points, but I just have a handful of songs and a handful of scriptures to share with you. And this first one, I don't know how many people here have been to the Garden of Gethsemane. Has anyone been to Gethsemane? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, there's 6 of us have been to the Garden of Gethsemane. Gethsemane is just a small olive grove outside of Jerusalem, no bigger than this room. When I got there, I was on sabbatical in 1999. It was a sabbatical year for me, and I prayed, Lord, I'd love to go to Israel, and God opened the door for me to do that. And it was a special moment to go to Gethsemane, and I sat there for a couple of hours and just praying and meditating on that place. It was Easter. It was the Wednesday before Easter and Passover that year in 99. Easter and Passover coincided. Often they don't, because they operate on 2 separate calendars, but that year they did. So I sat in Gethsemane and I just prayed, Lord, I'd love to write a song out of my experience here. And got absolutely nothing, but towards the end of that 2 hours, the only thing that came to me was the phrase, bought with a price. Jules, you're bought with a price. And so I knew that was from scripture somewhere, and I looked it up that night. And I was staying in a boarding house just outside the old city of Jerusalem, and I was actually in a bomb shelter, because I'd arrived at this place and there was no room there, because they double booked this place. And so I arrived and there was no room, and I thought, I've heard that before, no room at the inn. But I wasn't pregnant, maybe pregnant with songs. And so this song was written in this bomb shelter, and I looked up the scripture that night, and it's 1 Corinthians 6:18. It says, flee from sexual immorality. Boy, there's a message for our generation, isn't it? All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Wow. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you've received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So I got my guitar, and this is the song that I wrote called Bought with a Price.
You
why not your own? You in the turmoil of your life, you in the valley of decision, struggling with the pain and the loneliness, receive this vision, this vision. Not your own, you are bought for the price. You are not your own. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus in the agony of prayer, finally accepts his Father's will and does not succumb to despair, to despair. You are bought for the price. You are not your own. You are bought for the price. First bullet point of the message is that we've been purchased at such a great price. God the Father gave his only begotten Son for us. Now, I've got four kids. I don't think I could give up one of my children to die for somebody else, particularly, someone else that I don't know, someone full of sin, a criminal, someone. Could I give up my son? I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I would rather be in that place myself. But God the Father gave his only son for the human race, a bunch of sinners, a bunch of slackers like you and I. And so our salvation has been purchased at a great cost to God the Father. But God the Son, Jesus, paid a great price too. And he paid the price of obedience to the cross. I mean, how many of us would lay down our lives and suffer the horrible death of crucifixion? Not many of us would do that, if any. And he didn't just suffer a horrible physical death. If you or I were crucified, we would suffer immense physical pain and torture in that process. But even greater than that, the sin of the whole human race, billions, the sin of billions and billions of people down through the ages, was poured onto one man. Now, you and I cannot begin to comprehend that, the price that Jesus paid. You know, no wonder that he cried out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? As he bore the sin of the world, as if God the Father turned his face from God the Son, Jesus. But someone quoted a scripture before, which was my second scripture. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So for the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured this terrible agony on our behalf. Now my next song this morning is called Wounded Spirit. Now this is a song that I wrote during a wilderness period in my life, when I'd lost my ministry and I was out of ministry, or I'd actually quit ministry because of a war of negative emotions that I'd experienced inside me. And so I entered a four-year journey of counseling. I didn't know it was going to be 4 years, but it took 4 years to come to terms with the issues that were threatening to destroy me. And out of that situation, I wrote this song, Wounded Spirit. And I remember the day that my second counselor said to me, Jules, you have a wounded spirit. You have a root of bitterness in you, like an oak tree, born of 40 years of unforgiveness towards those who hurt, abused, and disappointed you in your teenage years. And I have a dysfunctional background, unfortunately. I look like a nice guy, but in fact, I have a dysfunctional background. You would never know unless I told you about it. And those dysfunctional teenage years have remained hidden in my life, and that's exactly why they've had power over me. If the sin, if the agony, if the pain remains hidden, it has power over us. But I've been set free from a large portion of that through counseling, yes, but through bringing my pain to the foot of the cross. See, my counselor said I had a wounded spirit and a root of bitterness. I said, Jane, how on earth do you get over this stuff? She said, you take it to the cross. You spend an hour a day with the Lord and you sit at the foot of a wooden cross. And if you're feeling negative or upset, or you're feeling the negative emotions that are associated with what you've been through, and counseling digs up all these negative emotions, you bring them to the foot of the cross. And if you still got those negative emotions the next day, you bring them again to the foot of the cross and you pour them out at the foot of the cross until you're free of them. And they were wise words from that counselor. So I started coming to church on a daily basis, a small church in Pukekohe where there was a wooden cross. And I was a postie, and I would finish by 1 o'clock. By 2 o'clock, I'm in the front row of the church, pouring out my heart to the Lord. And I, as I look back, it was a 2 or 3 year journey of coming to the church every weekday and doing business with him. So the power of the cross has impacted my life tremendously. So this song, it reflects some of that counseling journey, some of the practical reality of the cross. See, we can preach the cross and Christ crucified and the resurrection, but if people are in so much pain, people can think that's just irrelevant for them. But if we bring ourselves and bring that pain to the foot of the cross, then there's healing there. So that's what this song is all about. And what's that scripture? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, Isaiah 53. And that's a scripture that comes to mind for this song. And I'll dedicate this song to anyone who needs to forgive somebody. Somebody who disappointed you, someone who's abused you, maybe verbally or physically or some other way. There is healing at the foot of the cross. What will become of me? My whole life has been shadowed and shamed. What will become of me? My whole life has been shadowed and shamed by the pain of my youth. What wounded spirit lies in the darkness? Weak, lonely, how on earth is it possible to make sense of all this? When nothing makes sense and I'm filled with wretched emotions, such dark, pallid days. What will become of me? My whole life has been shadowed. What will become of me? My whole life has been shadowed and shaped by the pain of my youth. come of me? Made such a mess of my life, wallowing in defeat when I've preached victory. The irony won't pass, hypocrisy stares me in the face. My whole life passes in a blur, a blur of unforgiveness. What will become of me? My whole life has been shadowed and shamed. What has become of me? My whole life now shadowed. Counseling journey, and I remember Jane, the counselor, saying to me, Jules, you've got a lot of pain in your life, but you don't have to live there. It doesn't have to define who you are, but you can be defined by your future, by the person that you can become. You can be defined by the person you can become. That's sort of get your brain around that. And I said, Jane, that sounds great, that sounds really spiritual, but how on earth do you do it? And she said to me, Jules, you spend that hour a day at the foot of the cross, and you leave all your junk there, and your life will be transformed. And she was right, it has been. So my next song is called Follow the Lamb. Yes, I had a bit of a dysfunctional background, and I didn't have a good relationship with my father. My father never asked my opinion about anything. And I didn't have a good relationship with him. And so I grew to hate him, in fact, during my teenage years because of the grief and the trauma that I suffered. And if my father ever told me to do anything, I would automatically do the opposite. No matter what it was, I would always do the opposite of what my father told me. Now, when I became a Christian at the age of 25, guess what? A similar sort of thing happened. I would feel that the Lord would say something to me through His Word, clear as day. I would hear the voice of the Lord clearly. And do you know what I would do? For some reason, I would do the opposite. And so I've had a long struggle with disobedience, and I've never fully understood it and got my brain around it until Jane the counselor unpacked this aspect of my life, that I had an inherent disobedience, which is the disobedience of the sinful nature, plus the fact that I had a poor relationship with my Heavenly Father. So this song is called Follow the Lamb, and it's about learning to be obedient to a loving God. Now you can sing the chorus of this, and you've been sitting there very quietly, and that's great. But this song has a sing-along chorus like this. Take up your cross, follow the Lamb, put your hand in the Savior's hand. Reckon yourselves dead to sin. Take up your cross, let it be. Follow the Lamb. Okay, sing with me. Take up your cross, follow the Lamb. Put your hand in the Savior's hand. Reckon yourselves dead to sin. Take up your cross, let it be. Follow the Lamb. our sin, guaranteed our loss. What kind of love is this that pays so dearly? That we, the guilty ones, may go free. Take up your cross, follow the Lamb, put your hand in the Savior's hand. Reckon yourselves not to sin. Take up your cross, let it. History's greatest gift. The Savior laid his life down sacrificially, paid the price for our sin, that we might live. Take up your cross, follow the Lamb, put your hand in the Savior's hand. Reckon yourselves dead to sin. Take up your cross, let it be. Follow the Lamb. So that's just a portion of that song about following the Lamb, taking up your cross daily to follow Him. You know, Jesus died physically, and we're called to die to our sinful nature and live to Him. What we feed grows, and what we don't feed dies. We need to be people who feed our spirits daily and die to our flesh daily. There was a scripture with that about obedience. This is Romans 5:19. Through the disobedience of the one man, Adam, the many were made sinners. We're all descended from a great sinner, Adam. So also through the obedience of one man, Jesus, the many will be made righteous. That is a great scripture. My final song and my final point is this. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Boy, I'd love to broadcast that on TV One. You know, the intelligence of the most intelligent commentator on our television channels is irrelevant to the wisdom of God. And there is power in the cross. And so my final song as part of this message is called Because of the Cross. I went through this four-year counseling journey once a month for 4 years, spent over $3,000 on counseling. And sometimes I thought, crikey, is this worth it or not? I didn't know if I was going to get through this. But I did get through it, and I look back and I think, yes, it was worth investing that money. Why? Because learning about myself, learning about my issues, bringing those issues to the light, bringing the negative emotions attached to those issues to the foot of the cross. What can I put a price tag on that? I'd easily, readily pay that again just to be free from some of the junk of my past. But you know, all of that would have been irrelevant. I'm not recommending counseling. I'm not saying that people with issues have got to go for counseling. In some ways, it's a blooming long way home. You know, counseling is tough. It's tough work. So I don't recommend counseling. Don't hear me wrong this morning. But I do say this, counseling plus spiritual renewal at the foot of the cross is a powerful tool for change in your life. If you have besetting sins, if you have issues that are affecting your relationships, issues that threaten to destroy your your situation, maybe then counsel, if you're desperate enough. I mean, blokes don't do counseling. I mean, blokes think counseling's for weak people with problems, which is true. It's just that you don't know that you're a weak person with problems. So counseling plus spiritual renewal is a powerful tool for change. My last counselor was a pastor, and he said, Jules, you need to write a song about the transforming power of the cross. Because he'd heard my testimony of coming to the church. I mean, I started coming to the church, and after about 6 weeks, the pastor of the church just gave me a key to the church. He said, here, Jules, you might be needing this. I would sit there for 5 hours, and the pastor would lay a hand on my shoulder and say, are you okay? They would see the tears streaming down. I said, I'm just fine. I'm just fine. But that key was a godsend, because I could come back any time of day or night and do business with the Lord. And that was a great blessing. But for 2 or 3 years, I came to church when no one else was there and did this. I did this emotional journey that I've sort of touched on this morning. My final counselor, Pastor Craig Clements from the Apostolic Church in Pukekohe, said, Jules, you need to write a song about the transforming power of the cross. So that night I Googled Bible study, the transforming power of the cross. And I kept coming up with this list of scriptures and proclamations about the power of the cross. I got my guitar, and this is what I wrote. You can sing with me at any stage. Because of the cross, because of the cross, all things are possible. Because of the cross, Christ lives in me. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Because of the cross, because of the cross, always loved. Because of the cross, I am always loved. Because of the cross, I am always blessed. I am complete, I'm established in righteousness. Because of the cross, it is well with my soul. Sing with me, verse 2. Because of the cross, I can forgive others. Because of the cross, I am healed. I can tread on snakes and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Because of the cross, because of the cross, because of the cross, I have abundance. Because of the cross, I favor with God. I have nothing to fear, I've love and a sound mind. It is well with my soul. Okay, for the last verse, I'll get you to stand and sing this as a proclamation. And I'd love to see a few hands raised this morning. Because of the cross, I belong in heaven. Hallelujah. Because of the cross, I renew my strength. Sin has no power over me. I defeat the enemy of death. Because of the cross, because of the cross, hope for the future. Because of the cross, there's hope for the future. Yes, Lord. Because of the cross, there is light in the darkness. The cross of Christ. Because of the cross, future. Because on the cross, there's hope for the future. Because of the cross, there is light in the darkness. I will boast in nothing but the cross of Christ. Because of the cross, it is well with my soul. Because of the cross, it is well with my soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that it's well with our souls this day. Because of the cross of Jesus, we celebrate his death and his resurrection this day. Amen. Before I hand back to Dave this morning, I'd like to do a short plug for the CDs. Have a seat. And I would still love to sing Up From the Grave He Arose, but I don't know the words or the tune, just that one phrase. It's a great phrase. Yeah, I've just... I'm a self-supporting musician. I have a wife and 400 children to support. It's not exactly true, I lie. But the two kids songs are from these two albums, Kids Time 1 and 2. Anyone heard either of these albums who could give a brief recommendation? Yes, Liz, any comments about them? Really good. Brilliant and well worth it. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Collect your complimentary copies after the service. That's right. Okay, there's the back cabin. The songs that I've done this morning... Bought with a Price is from this album, Jerusalem, which was songs written in Israel. And so that has a bit of a Jewish flavor to it, but just songs written on sabbatical in Israel. But the other ones, Wounded Spirit, Follow the Lamb, Because of the Cross, from this album, Cataclysm, which I must explain. It's a double album. It's a CD and a DVD. I get phone calls from people saying that their CD doesn't work. That's because DVDs don't play in CD players. Has anybody heard this one? I sang here about 2 years ago when this album came out. This was part of the tour. Anyone hear that Saturday night? Anyone heard the album? Any comments about the concert or this album? Say again. Great. Can you be a bit more enthusiastic and forthcoming? Why is it great? You bought the album. Can you say one good thing about it? Doing well. Okay. No, not good Kiwi. No, that's all right. Any other comments about the album? You've heard us. Because of the cross. Because of that song, Because of the Cross. We have CDs available out the back. Yes, thank you. Anyway, you've heard us mattering this morning. My wife Lynn and I are off to Europe for 6 months. If any of you have contacts in Europe, we'd love to hear from you. I've got. If you don't have the money with you this morning, Dave will loan you the money. And his interest rates are very reasonable. If you want to pay by credit card, there's a form for credit card. If you want to pay by direct banking this coming week, there's a form for direct banking. I have written a book about my experiences, my 4-year counseling journey. It's called Broken Heart. And if you want to hear about the release of that book, you need to go on the mailing list. And my mailing list is called the VIP Club. Just your name and your email address and you'll hear about the release of that book later this year. Broken Heart is the name of the book. I thought I had some flyers with me called Finding Sanctuary in Wilderness, but they weren't in my box before. So I've got one copy of this, Finding Sanctuary in the Wilderness. If someone really wants that, I'll leave that here. A range of witty bumper stickers. Alcohol doesn't solve your problems, it irrigates them. How sad kids run wild and dogs go to obedience school. And there's one here for Dave, live so the preacher won't have to lie at your funeral. Okay, so thank you for the opportunity of sharing this morning. I really appreciate it. God bless you. And now Dave is going to sing Up From the Grave He Arose. Can someone sing? Do you know it, brother?
No, I have no idea.
Brother, do you know it? Here, I'll give you the microphone. Join in if you know it.
Up from the grave he arose, like a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever for his saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose.
Brother, you did better than me. That's my. Can I take you on tour in Europe? Would that be right? You could sing that around Europe, brother. Would you do that, Dave?
Hey. Thanks for that, Jules. That was awesome. And that's now concludes the end of our service. And also, you're welcome to join us. Cups of teas, and I think we've got some hot cross buns as well there this morning, which is great. So thank you. Thanks again.